16. Hit them where it hurts. The center of gravity strategy. Everyone has a source of power on which he or she depends. When you look at your rivals, search below the surface for that source, the center of gravity that holds the entire structure together. That center can be their wealth, their popularity, a key position, a winning strategy. Hitting them there will inflict disproportionate pain. Find what the other side most cherishes and protects. That is where you must strike. Pillars of Collapse. In 210 BC, a young Roman general named Publius Scipio the Younger, later called Scipio Africanus, was sent to northeastern Spain with a simple mission: to hold the Ebro River against the powerful Carthaginian armies that were threatening to cross it and take control of the peninsula. This was Scipio's first assignment as commander, and as he looked out on the river and plotted his strategy, he felt a strange mix of emotions. 8 years earlier, the great Carthaginian commander Hannibal had crossed this river heading north. Onward he had gone into Gaul, and then, catching the Romans by surprise, had crossed the Alps into Italy. Scipio, only 18 at the time, had fought alongside his father, a general, in the first battles against Hannibal on Italian soil. He had seen the North African's battlefield skills with his own eyes. Hannibal had maneuvered his small army brilliantly, made maximum use of his superior cavalry, and through inexhaustible creativity had constantly managed to surprise the Romans and inflict on them a series of humiliating defeats, culminating in the virtual annihilation of the Roman legions in the Battle of Cannae in 216 BC. Scipio also recalled two events after Cannae that had had an overwhelming effect on him. First, a Roman general named Fabius had finally conceived a strategy to keep Hannibal at bay. Keeping his legions in the hills and avoiding direct battle, Fabius had launched hit-and-run raids designed to wear down the Carthaginians, who were fighting far from their home in what is now Tunisia. The campaign had worked as a holding action, but to Scipio it had seemed equally exhausting for the Romans to fight so long and still have the enemy at their doorstep. Also, since the plan could not lead to any real defeat of Hannibal, it was basically flawed. Second, a year into Hannibal's invasion, the Romans had sent Scipio's father to Spain to try to knock out the Carthaginian bases there. For 6 years, Scipio's father had fought the Carthaginians on the Spanish peninsula, but the campaign had ended in his defeat and death in 211 BC. As Scipio studied the reports coming in about the situation beyond the Ebro, a plan took root in his mind. With one bold maneuver, he could avenge his father's death the year before, demonstrate the effectiveness of a strategy he thought far better than Fabius, and set in motion the eventual collapse, not just of Hannibal, but of Carthage itself. Along the coast, to the south of him, was the city of New Carthage, present-day Cartagena, the Carthaginians' capital in Spain. There they stored their vast wealth, their army's supplies, and the hostages they had taken from different Spanish tribes to be held as ransom in case of rebellion. At this moment, the Carthaginian armies, which outnumbered the Romans 2-1, were scattered about the country trying to gain further domination over the Spanish tribes, and were all several days' march from New Carthage.